Is this French vanilla? Smell that.
It's something.
It's hazelnut.
Oh, God.
And that's not good.
It smells like hazelnut, yeah.
It's not?
Dude, drinking flavored coffee, that's beta. You're not an alpha.
We welcome everyone to the official Titans podcast, better known as the OTP. My name is Mike Keith. Amy Wells is here. Welcome, Amy.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
I think it's good to be here. We really had a good show set up. Will Compton, new Titans linebacker, scheduled to be our guest, but a special surprise guest has joined him. Titans two-time Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan is here. Took Amy Wells' microphone. Taylor, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And Will Compton, welcome to the OTP.
Thank you. In case you guys are wondering, zero-time Pro Bowl.
Zero-time Pro Bowl.
Beta. That's a beta.
We wanted to...
No, I own that.
You own it. But, I mean, you know, 37 starts in college, 34 starts in the NFL. Very impressive stuff. Nothing to be ashamed of coming into the league as an undrafted. So, something to be proud of.
I like to stay under the radar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that's...
Well, I'm looking at you because you decided to join it. What should we know about your friend Will Compton?
Okay, so, like... So, Will Compton and I's friendship started... Very recently.
I was very recently. Like
probably 3 weeks ago, tops.
Yeah.
Wow. Started out with breakfast.
Tops. And that's being, breakfast. You know.
That's something. Honestly, like, our friendship was, like, low. It was, if for those of you who are listening, my hand is low right now.
See, we got it on video.
My hand is low right now. But, like, what was it, last weekend? We talked about Joe Rogan's podcast.
That's where it started to flourish. It started to go to another level to where, you know, yeah. I reached out to you on Twitter. You DM me your number.
That was special.
Yeah, it was.
That was special.
We texted a couple times.
But there was a couple of like transitions for us of like where we were at in our relationship. Because there was one day, I'm pretty sure I texted you and I got no response back.
Like, no, you got a response, but I made sure that you were the last one to text so I could like...
That's true.
You know,
you were feeling out the relationship.
Yeah.
You got to know.
Play hard
to get. You're trying to play alpha on me. That's what you're
play
trying
hard to
You're trying to go top dog.
But you did the next
day. So the next day I texted you, you texted me. I shut it down.
But
done.
The way it started, I think, you know, we both knew, you know, we had a little humor. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to give each other too much credit.
Right.
So, you know, in passing, hey, I saw your tweet. That was cute. That was funny.
Yeah.
I'll do the same thing to him. Then we ate lunch a couple times. Take it slow.
Right. Yeah.
Then once we started talking about podcasts, it was
done.
This podcast?
It was done.
No.
I did. You know, I complimented him on this podcast, and then we sat down and started talking about other podcasts, like Joe Rogan and...
Bringing people together.
Is Joe Rogan the best podcast, period?
It's up there. It just depends on what you want. I'm going humor, I'm a big Chris D'Elia fan because of the way he talks about every issue that's going on out there and the way he's just, you know, he's a funny dude. I'm not as big in, as far as his stand-up and stuff, but his podcast is A1.
So your guys' bromance started on social media is what you're telling me, right? This is what I'm hearing.
We don't have to call that.
That's what it feels like, though.
Did you see Jeremiah Searle's tweet too?
Mm-mm.
To us?
No, what is it?
He said he thought we'd be good friends.
Well, I thought
you might have saw that.
No. I'll have to look it up.
Well, people have said that you guys would be good friends. People who have seen Taylor on social media, people who have seen you, Will, on social media. Will is funny. I mean, he's bringing the funny to social media.
If you don't mind me just cutting in for a second. Like, so, as far as social media goes, I don't think there's a better follow on social media than Will Compton right now at this time in the world. Like,
is that honest?
You've got a way with words, bud, that I've never... Okay, so get this. So me and my lovely, beautiful fiance, future wife, whatever you want to call her, we were headed to the Preds game, unfortunately, the last Preds game. And while I was talking, she's like, so what's up? Like, what's new? Like, we go through, like, my week. Like, who did you make friends this week? Like... Did you not? Like, what's the deal? Or, you know, like, tell me a couple stories. And I was like, I got to be honest with you, babe. Got to be honest with you. I'm having some breakfast club time with Mike Campanero and Will Compton. She goes, oh, who's that? I was like, well, Camp, I'll tell you about him in a little bit. But if you want to know Will Compton, you got to see his tweet about Malcolm Butler. That's the number one. And she's like, I don't know where to find it. I made her scroll for 15 minutes. Uh-huh. It took our entire drive to the Preds game to find it. And once she found it, she's like, oh, God, this guy's a beauty.
Now, we've got to run this back and tell the story. We have to tell what the story is.
Can I set up for just real quick? Okay, the story is Will Compton plays for Washington, signs with the Titans as a free agent on April the 2nd. So you got here to start things on the 9th, a week later, And that's where the story picks up.
You know, I had this foot injury I've battled since last year that, you know, I go into the old training room, you know, puddle in there and put my foot, my ankle in the cold water, immersion in cold water, frozen, ice, everything. Malcolm Butler is over in the regular pool. He's over in the regular pool. And then going back and forth between the regular pool and the hot tub. And I'm like, hey, Malcolm, why are you going to the regular pool? Why aren't you going to the cold tub? Oh, man, the regular pool is my cold tub, basically. He's not, you know, we won't get into that. But he contrasts, instead of going cold to hot, he goes, you know, regular water to hot. So that's the first thing that's wrong with this story. Then, you know, we get to talking. We get to chopping it up, talking about, you know, how our first – I thought we were talking about how our first week and stuff has been. And we're sitting there, and I'm, you know, I'm kind of sitting there, and I kind of check my phone. He's like, you're he kind of says it quietly, too, like, you're a suck-up, right, the kicker?
And I'm like,
sit here, and I look over. And I even look around to see if suck-up is in there. I was like – and he was kind of leaning, kind of looking at me like, I don't know if I said that right. And I was like, what'd you just say? He said –
Oh, you called him out.
Yeah. not like that. I was like, what was that? He said, the kicker, right? And I was like, no, I'm not the, you know, I use a little language. No, I'm not the kicker. And we both start laughing. He's like, my bad, man. I was like, I'm Will. He's like, oh, Compton. Yeah, my bad, man. It's my first time too. And I'm like, we came in here together. This is the free agent class we're part of. And he's like, I'm sorry, man. All you white people look alike. He said that, and, you know, that's funny. That's supposed to be very humorous. We had a great laugh after that. I was honestly, you know, I was shaken up a little bit. I walked around and I looked at myself in the mirror constantly that day, just kind of, you know, giving a little flex. And I'm like, maybe I'm not who I thought I was. And, you know, I have to live with that now. He makes it a point every day to say my full name.
But, you know, Suck Up's pretty jacked up guy.
I did a Google search on Suck Up and I wasn't disappointed. People tried to come at me and I'm like, I even sent them a picture. Okay, whatever. He's got,
you'll,
you know.
You'll be that worse, guy?
Yeah, I'll be that guy. There's white people to be compared to.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's they're out there.
That's true. So on social media, you've continued on and you've continued to be hilarious. On Mother's Day, you said happy Mother's Day to your mom and then included a link of nursing homes that she could pick from?
Yeah, put
like
her
nothing
home.
Says true love.
Right when, she's
like,
right when she's of age.
Yeah, shut it down, Mom.
What's of age?
I don't know. You know, the moment I see a little meekness, a little like she can't remember stuff, she's going in a home.
I feel like
because I'm not taking care of her. I walked in the Mother's Day dinner and the whole family's sitting there and I sit down right away. Hey, happy Mother's Day, Mom. She's like, oh, thank you, sweetie. She's like, oh, I just got off the phone. I posted this one on Instagram. She's like, oh, I just got off the phone with Grandma and she's smiling. Oh, Grandma's still alive? She's like, William. I'm always like this. Like, guys, it's pure humor. This is pure humor. Like, William. I'm like, God, I can't wait to put you in a home. And, you know, my brothers and stuff, they start laughing. Like, I already walk in right on Mother's Day and just started off like that. And
how many brothers and sisters?
Two brothers. One that's 1 year younger than me and another one that is 6 years younger than me.
So are they like you with the sarcasm?
The one that's a year younger than me, he has that dry, sarcastic humor. Not as outgoing, but has that, like, dry humor where he kind of says stuff under his breath and, you know, you have a good time with him.
Taylor, is there a sense that the two of you are distantly related somehow because he has your sense of humor?
Yeah.
You know what?
He has his sense of humor.
He said enough about me. I'll say this. He's a different level than me. I have to take a minute to think about some stuff. Taylor can rattle stuff off the top. He's kind of like a Vince Vaughn. Me, I get a lot of material. I just retain the information. Like, here's how I'm going to use this one day. Like, posts and everything, you know, I take a second to think about it. I got, like, humor to where I can go there. But Taylor, he'll rattle stuff off. Like I just said, the Vince Vaughn, it's coming right away.
Vince Vaughn's good.
Would you agree with that?
There's not one person in this world that has almost brought me to tears. Like, Will Compton just did just now. I will be honest with you. Like, if I could be like one celebrity, it'd be Vince Vaughn. Guy's the same character in every single movie. And then he started doing like Cell Block 99. And I was like, okay, we got to shut it down, bud. But like Wedding Crashers, all that stuff, the rants, I mean, honor.
Dude.
Is the first word that comes to mind.
Vince Vaughn's one of my favorites.
The way you make me feel when you said that, box of puppies. Like when you see a box of puppies, that's how I feel.
But here's what I'm wondering is, this is going well now. It's May.
Yeah.
What happens in August when we got pads on and you're going to find him?
It's even better. Yeah. There's more really? Material because we're going to be grinding. We're going to, you know, not really enjoy our
well,
lives.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Taylor, but he's been known to get in a fight.
I've heard.
Two.
I've heard. We'll get it jumping. We'll get it popped off day one.
Because I
day one of pads.
I get the impression you're not.
Day one of pads.
Just a good choreographed fight for everybody. Yeah. Really, really throw Vrabel through. Yeah, right, He won't know what's coming. I think the big thing is like, let's throw a wrench in this whole thing. White jersey, blue jersey. Maybe we start fighting other people. Like tag team.
Yeah, maybe a defender's getting attacked and it's Taylor fighting him and I jump on the defender.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, who knows?
Or vice versa. Because
I could see us like getting into it, but you know, right when we make eye contact, I'm going to realize, oh, it's
done.
Taylor. Yeah.
It's done here.
You want to talk about things that are bringing people to tears. This makes me very happy, this plan right now. I love a good training camp fight.
Would you say you're being brought to tears right now?
No, but I'm close.
Well, then it sounds like
I just
a
need
flawed.
To see it happen. I just need to see it happen. I want to come all the way.
Does it not scare the both of you that she wants to see people fight that much? Just to turn the subject around a little bit. It has always bothered me for 5 years. She lives to see a fight at practice.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Are you serious?
Because at any hockey game I'm at, I'm ready to see a fight. Like, in between whistles, I like to see a little shoving going on. I'm going to keep my eye on these two.
So this is like...
I'm going to keep my eye on these two. Yeah. Who are those guys? Write them down.
I quit.
It's intensity. Quit. Intensity and passion. Yeah. Everybody's excited. Sure, yeah.
Get a fight going. You don't want nobody to get hurt, but you just like a good scuffle.
To be honest with you, I could go either way. You know,
you're always the one doing it.
I just feel like people, just as long as they get after it. That's what matters to me. I just think, like, if people can fight in hockey, if after the whistle people can push and get after each other, like, why can't we? You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's really an issue.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a game and I push a guy, like, there's yellow everywhere.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable. The fans are upset. My coach is yelling at me. But, like, in hockey, like, you get in the goalie's
But
space.
A check is part of the game in hockey.
Yeah, but so is blocking.
Yeah, but when the whistle's blown, it doesn't matter.
But there's no time between plays in hockey.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the whistle blows and the time stops.
Well, it does in that case. But I'm saying there is clearly time between. You've got to go back to the huddle. I mean, a fight disrupts the flow of a football game.
Right.
But if
we're in the middle of a football game, it's the second quarter of a football game, and a play is stopped. And me and Buddy, whoever it is John at each other, a couple of pushes, go back and forth. That doesn't take any more time than it would if they were reviewing something.
Yeah, and they circle around and let them fight.
Oh, I mean, now we're opening up a whole box of
different things. It is a whole box.
They drag out a UFC octagon.
Right,
they're
right.
Like, give me a second. Get an IV real quick, put the gloves on, Mike Keith comes out.
Yeah,
Let's get ready to rumble! Yeah,
I can do that.
You could do that?
I mean,
I read this in your bio. You're from Bonterra, Missouri.
Great effort, Bonterra.
Bonterra. Where is that?
You know, you can Google it. It's
well, I know, but
it's
definitely
out there.
I mean, it's not
it's an hour south of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay,
We're on top of a mine.
So, how far are you from Cape Girardeau? There,
we're an hour and a half north of Cape.
Okay, you know, we have a lot of fans there. In
Bonterra.
Well, now we do, right?
Yeah, I was going to say,
how many people live in Bonterra, Missouri?
You know, give or take. It depends if we're counting the prison. If we're counting the prison, around 6,000.
Without the prison?
Without the prison, you know, probably 3,500, 4,000.
Okay. So does everybody...
That's more than I thought. I live in Missouri, and that's more than I thought.
People do get surprised, but...
Amy's still bitter you didn't go to Missouri.
I can't even get over it.
People are bitter about that, but that was a great decision on my part.
Why?
We won the 2 out of 3 years that we played Mizzou. And Mizzou fell off. Mizzou fell off when, you know, until I left, then they went to the SEC and actually did well. But, you know, great decision on my part.
This Bo is taking Pelini. An upsetting turn.
Bo
for
Pelini.
Me. This is upsetting.
For life. Black shirts for life. We actually earned our black shirt when we beat my senior year.
How
we
do
beat
you,
Michigan
I've,
Wolverines.
I've always wondered this. How do you earn a black shirt at Nebraska?
It just depends. Like with Bo Pelini and his staff, you earn the black shirt through, like, performance in the year. So when he felt you deserved it is when you got him.
What was that like? Do you walk in and find the black shirt?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's incredible.
Speaking of $15 haircuts, what's up, Robbie? For everybody who walked in the door, so this can make it on the podcast, Robbie, the head PR guy.
Robbie Boren,
yeah.
The senior director of communications.
Just literally, if you guys are wondering what
coming
Robbie
in
looks
with
like,
the hook at this point.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering what Robbie looks like, look up any Supercuts commercial.
Quit it. That's not right.
And then there's Mike Keith, who also looks like him.
Like a Supercuts?
Supercuts commercial. Dude, what was it? Where do you get your hair cut? Great Clips or Supercuts?
No, I have a lady that's kept my hair for a long time. She's wonderful. Megan Jabot. She's wonderful.
Megan Jabot.
She's wonderful.
You know what? I stepped out of line there. I'm sorry.
Keep going. I'm not supposed to be here. No, we were not expecting you.
This is going to be their top one.
It's going to be something. Yeah, it's going to be something. Taylor does not like the OTP, the Official Titans Podcast. We went with that because the acronym OTP seemed catchy to us, and the young people like the acronyms. They like the catchy acronyms. Will Compton, your thoughts on the OTP?
So, about OTP, you know, before you said the whole, I know the young kids like the acronyms. I didn't. You'll have to elaborate a little more, but you know, it's not my place.
What is your place?
I've been here a month. I'm not going to.
It's your place. This is your place now. St. Thomas Sports Park is your place.
If this is the number one Titans podcast.
Well, I don't know it's the number one, but it's ours.
Right.
There are other good
ones. I feel really?
Oh, yeah.
This is a time where we can get outside the lines a little bit.
Well, we try.
Not just be, you know, the Tennessee Titan podcast.
Hey, I'm going crazy, man. I mean, look at me. I'm not wearing a tie. I'm cutting it loose.
You better watch out.
Yeah.
Next, we got to get the top button number.
Well, it's coming.
And then that'll come.
It's going to happen.
We'll get out of hand.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand.
But, yeah, the OTP.
This guy's getting said one too many Cokes today.
Coke Zero Sugar.
Oh, my goodness.
This isn't an ad.
Could be. We're looking forward to an ad at some point, so that's what we're moving toward. But you think it's a good name?
I don't mind the name.
Taylor likes to make fun of the name.
I feel like Taylor, he likes to make fun of a lot of things.
And see, it hurt me.
I think he enjoys it. It hurt me when he made fun of it.
I've just got to say because he'd been honest to do a podcast.
Yes.
And so we do a podcast. We don't have enough microphones yet. We're going to have a studio in 2 months. Which is going to be awesome. The Taylor Lewan studio has been designed with 4 placed cameras, so we will be able to do this video-wise, too.
That's smart. You need to have a lot of decoration, too. And I get this from the Joe Rogan. You see him in the background. He's got an American flag. He's got a bunch of stuff going on.
Well, we're going to have a lot of decoration.
Did you just call it the Taylor Lewan radio studio?
I did. Yes.
Are we riding with that for the long term, or is that just
until a sponsor comes on, then it'll be taken off.
You can't commit to that.
No.
Because we got something in the works.
What do you have in the works? Come on.
Is this your big announcement?
I don't have a microphone.
Now we're happy.
All right.
Twitch. We don't have a big announcement, but we've been dabbling with the idea of potentially, you know, doing a podcast. But, you know,
would you like to hear our first name?
Have you talked to Vrabel about it yet?
No. That's a big hurdle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I feel like as long as you have a microphone, really don't even need a microphone. You just need a phone, right?
We could just Instagram live.
So we don't really need approval from anybody.
Well, but I'm pretty sure
that's where you have a little more privilege than myself.
Worked great for him with the last head coach.
You know what though? I've gotten a compliment from Coach Vrabel on a couple tweets.
What was his compliment?
He enjoyed my the Avengers one when I saw the Avengers and kind of took that picture of myself gazing out at the sky. You know, after a long, stressful 2.5 hours. I mean, anybody seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Have you seen it? Avengers, you got
to
go watch it.
Really?
Have you seen the other superhero movies?
Not really.
You're not a big superhero fan?
Not a huge superhero fan. Not really my thing.
Can't say I'm on board with that.
Trying not to judge.
Well, that's what, I mean, I watch other
things. Am I the only one that wearing a headset right now?
Yeah. Can you hear everybody?
Yeah, I can hear everybody fine.
But yeah, no, really not into the superhero movies. It's not really my genre.
Right.
Yeah.
It was stressful. You get a lot of different emotions in that movie. So, you know, I captured the moment, and I got a compliment from Vrabel the next day.
There you go.
What are your thoughts on Vrabel so far?
I love him.
Yeah?
About
as PC as he gets right there, boys. Give us some juice. What do you got? Jump a couple hurdles right now, all right? Mike Keith's 1 Coke down, 1 to go on this podcast. Who knows what's going to happen? Things might get crazy.
Coke Zero Sugar.
God, would you stop endorsing Coca-Cola?
Hey, I'm a big fan. I'll tell you why.
All right. Go ahead. Tell me. Go ahead.
He is not only a player – transitioning to coach and won championships, which, you know, it's good and bad that he won it under the Patriots because, you know, you hear the stories of what the Patriots actually do over there, and it's not enjoyable. Even though they win, you know, it's not, you know, there's other ways. But, but he sat in every chair that we've sat in, starter, backup, special teamer, everything.
Yeah.
He's had to grind. So you walk in the room and there's that respect that you already have for him because you know he's been through the fire.
Been through it.
He's been like, you know, I don't want this to seem like, you know, a comp, you know, wipe your nose a little bit. But, you know, I'm a fan of Coach Vrabel. And he was at Ohio State when I was at Nebraska. And I, like, obviously I watched him when I was younger. So yeah. I know who he was. Yeah.
Can I say something else, too? He was on the most talented college football team I've ever seen. I know the Ohio State thing hits a nerve with you.
But 97 Huskers? 95? 90,
well, I saw 94. Them, too. I saw them in 97.
97 Michigan?
Wolverine. 97
they
Michigan.
Champs, were they?
That was
they split?
Charles Woodson.
They did split.
Dude, Nebraska would have trashed them.
Oh, well,
and that's okay. You know, we don't have to get into
but
that.
Let me just say, the team he was on, he played defensive end opposite another guy named Matt Finkus, who was awesome. In the secondary, Sean Springs was back there. Eddie George was on offense. Terry Glenn was on that team. Orlando Pace was on that team. I mean, it was crazy. They should, if they don't lose to Michigan, they probably win the national championship.
Well, they lost, so they're not the best ever.
Right.
But I'm saying most talented.
Most talented, okay.
I covered college football for 12 years in the SEC, and I saw some really, really good teams. I saw some national championship teams in the SEC, but I never saw anybody with this level of talent. And those Nebraska teams, I saw two of them. Fantastic. But I'm talking about guys who went on, I mean – Ricky Dudley played tight end for them. I mean, they just had on and on and on guys who played in the NFL.
What about every Alabama team every year?
It's debatable.
6 or 7 years.
Because I know when you think of greatest of all time, you try to reach back a little bit, but maybe we're just
Talking about talented. Yeah, because they didn't win the national championship, I get that.
Miami's had a couple.
Well, I saw the 85 Miami team, which was crazy.
And they breed some cats down there.
Oh, it was unreal. It was the Blades brothers and Vinny Testaverde and Michael Irvin. And, I mean, crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy good. But this bunch – and Vrabel was – he was right at the top of that. I mean, he was All-American. He was Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he was the deal. And then he goes to Pittsburgh, and we played against him every year because Pittsburgh was in our division at the time. We were in the AFC Central at the time. And I saw him on special teams. He couldn't get on the field on defense. And so to work your way into that, to what he became for the Patriots, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, Ohio State, if you think about his background.
I don't want to hurt his accolades, but we could use maybe another recovery day in the week.
yeah, no.
We condition a lot.
I am all about recovery. I think it's a new wave.
You got millions of dollars running out there. You don't want to run them into the ground.
There's lots of money. Jarrell Casey makes a lot of money.
You don't want him, and you don't want him hurting himself.
It's true.
And he's absolutely a vegan.
He's vegan.
You have to be extra careful with the vegans. Is that what you're saying?
To be honest with you, like I have nothing against the guys on our team that are vegan. I'm just not vegan. And I'll leave it at that. You know? This is not me. It's not me. You know?
Will, would you switch to veganism? Veganism, I guess?
No. No, I'm not a bird.
Would you wear a halter top?
No, I'm a grass-fed beef. Grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
Don't inject my stuff. I try my best not to, you know, eat out much, but
organic?
I do. You know, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm an organic, grass-fed. Like I want the good stuff.
When I look at a package and it says organic, non-GMO, blah 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 blah, and has all these things, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know what half of them mean. But the big word
you want grass-fed.
Yeah,
you want localized.
Yes,
I went hunting for my own meat this last year.
Did you really?
Went down in Texas with Colt McCoy. You know, Colt. His middle name is Texas. He, like, runs Texas. He'll be the governor one day.
Fact-check that. Make sure you guys fact-check that.
Yeah, fact-check. Bring that up. But we were on the King Ranch, hundreds of thousands of acres, a lot of land. And I killed a nilgai, which is like a South Texas antelope, and a whitetail. I got pictures. We're live right now, so I won't bring them up. But I got pictures. And I have, like, 300 pounds of meat frozen, just ready right now.
Where?
Bonterre.
So you have to go back home to get your meat?
But I go back home quite often.
How far is that from here?
4.5 hours.
So this is the closest conceivable you'll ever play to being home?
Yeah, this is as close as I get to home. So
that's kind
of
nice.
All of Bonterre is a Titans fan, though.
Why did you decide to play for the Titans? Why did you pick Tennessee?
Well, Taylor, of course.
We played against each other in college. It was beautiful. We spoke words to each other.
You know, obviously there's finances involved and then the opportunity. I feel like there's a good opportunity here. So, I picked here and playing for Coach Vrabel, sat down with him, and I feel like he kept it a bean, kept it a dime, kept it a 100, whatever the kids are saying it these days.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's keep it 100 with a bean.
I feel like
I've heard keep it a bean. Mm-hmm. I've had that's the same thing, but you know, I'm try to stay cultured.
You know what I've heard lately that I don't really, I guess I do understand, but I kind of like is when people refer to a good looking woman as a snack. Like, oh, that chick's a snack.
Like, see, what? I've rarely heard that, but I like actually I like that.
I did. I
can
heard
you
that.
Pull up stuff on the internet?
Yeah.
Type in "keep it a bean" urban, urban dictionary. Keep it a bean. Oh,
keep it a bean.
Lord, please don't let this. Be bad.
No, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure it's like keep it.
Mike, Keith, you can edit really? All this stuff. I'm sure my snack comment will.
We
no snack comment makes it. Snacks is in.
Yeah. Wait, keep it a bean. It says I yo. I'll see you later. Keep it a bean. I deuces. What? I don't even
that's
know
like
read.
That's like you're leaving like, something. Like that's like a
no,
departing.
No, that's what you're saying there. That totally plays. That
keep
totally
it plays. A bean. That's just like
keep it a bean. I don't know what that means.
Keep it a bean. It's not something I use. I was just doing that because you don't know who's out there listening. This is how it goes down too. The popular podcast. It's
they have somebody researching.
They have so much improv in the middle and stuff's getting researched.
Can I ask a football question?
Here's where we don't want him to leave yet. He doesn't want to talk about it.
I know.
Okay, so Mike, listen. Okay, so
actually, why don't you listen? That's where you just. Take a check out. But if you want to cut in, you just
cut I'd like to cut in for 1 second, then I'll check out for just a second. And I'll check back in. And I'll check back out. So, Will, you don't know this. We haven't got to this part of our relationship
you
yet.
You told me coming up here that you don't answer football questions.
Well, okay.
So he does know.
You do know that. But, like, the one thing is, like, the three of us had a radio show my second year.
It was beautiful.
It was every Thursday nights from 6 to 7 on 104.5 The Zone at Logan's Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Cool Springs, the one you. I was on this morning? That radio that station?
Yes. 104. That one you were on this morning, yeah. And so it went well. It didn't go great. And this is why.
What do you mean it went well? What? It didn't go great. It didn't go great for that you were just, you didn't want to do it every week or like, it just, you weren't getting a.
So, yeah, like, okay, I think as far as like wanting to do it every week, like, especially in the middle of the season, I was like, I really don't want to do this. But as soon as I got there, it was all about doing it. My issue was Mike Keith has an obligation as his 21 years as the true voice of the Titans, and Titans Amy name is Titans Amy. They have to keep it somewhat football specific. And I'm like the ADD poster child. Back in the 90s, when you needed something, we need to sell Ritalin. Who do we use? They'd look at Taylor Lewan as a little kid and be like, that's the person we're going to use. And that's kind of just grown into my 26 years. And that's where I was. I was bouncing back and forth, and Mike Keith is like, dude, we got to keep it locked into football a little bit. Every week I get that. Well, so who are you playing this week? What kind of defense do they run? Are they a good pass rusher? It's like, obviously, Mike, if they're good pass rushers, we're in the NFL. You know? And then we get to holidays, and it'd be a little bit better because we talk about Halloween, Christmas.
My children.
Your children. His kid came one day with his girlfriend.
I get
probably
both
the worst
sides.
Thing they've ever done.
But that's why, you know, that's why we've been –
So I like
now,
my
the
life.
The big thing is we had to go to break at some point. We had commercials. It wasn't as much about football as he would be in these free – he would bring guys on, and then he would have guys in the crowd who he would be talking to practice squad guys who he'd bring Josue and other folks.
Yeah. Josue Matias.
Josue Matias, who we
DR.
Loved. We
He's
loved Josue.
Yeah.
And
Josue would sit in the front and just slam beers for an hour.
And eat. Yeah,
he actually lived with me. Like, he'd go and just live in my basement.
And just slam beers?
Yep. Never paid rent once. Never paid rent one time.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like love Josue.
Bit of a mooch. He's a great guy.
But we had to go to break.
Great guy.
We had to go to break. We had to take breaks, and he would get upset because I would stop him to go to break.
We definitely have two, like
well, that was my visions. Job.
We the way we saw it, I feel like there's three sides to every story. There's Mike's side, there's my side, and then there's the truth. And I feel like we're both on like different spectrums right now, and then somewhere in that middle category.
Yeah.
I think
Mike, no, I got it.
It was
I'm
a good.
I'm going to leave in about five.
Mike's got
and a,
Mike's
like, hey,
got
we're
a
starting
job.
The podcast
you know,
over.
He's got an outline, you know, some structure, yeah. A job that he's, you know, he's got a role.
Yeah.
And you, your thought process, you're trying to transcend constantly.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
How are we going to take this?
I'm like the universe. I'm infinity. I'm trying to go infinity. Am I infinity?
And
absolutely not. Buzz Lightyear is infinity. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. I'm doing the best I can. All right. My poor kid doesn't have a shot. Like she's going to be ADD just like me. She already is. Can't get her sit down. Can't even get her stand up. Honestly, she's crawling everywhere right now. Wow. But go ahead, ask a football question.
Yeah, let's go to the next question. Let's let him drink
Move
out.
On.
Oh, you guys legitimately talked Mike Keith out of asking you a football question.
Have we railroaded you, Mike?
I was just going to ask how the off-season program was different from before. That was all I wanted to know, because you were talking about recovery and what you've done before in the NFL, you in Washington and obviously Taylor here. Just what was different. That's all I wanted to know. That wasn't necessarily football.
What was different from Washington to here?
Yeah, what Coach Vrabel and Tom Canavy and the coach. Well, the uniforms are clearly different.
Location,
that's fair.
Different too.
Location, that's fair as well. Not for you, for him.
Logo.
But logo would be.
Colors. So you're saying what's different from team to team?
I'm just wondering, you know, in watching you guys work out and everything that you've been doing through five, almost 6 weeks, what's different than you've ever done in the past? What, because people are asking constantly, what's new about this system under Coach Vrabel and his staff? That's all I wanted to know.
I mean, I don't know what Coach Vrabel does different than what they did last year. I feel like he understands, you know, he understands what happens with the body more than, you know, what most coaches do. Coach TK, he does an awesome job with us. We get that. We actually just had a more of a recovery day today, but in the middle of the week, you know, they grind us. And then in the middle of the week, we have a recovery day, which is, you know, it helps us be more optimal throughout the week. It's kind of hard. You know, the way the CBA set up, we get 4 hours a day. So, you know, you got to do conditioning, football drills, and lifting all within 4 hours. And anybody who's anybody that knows their stuff about, like, nutrition and performance and all that stuff, like, that's just hard to do. But under the new CBA, that's how we have to do it. You know, if you're trying to be optimal about it, you'd have things spread out, you know, more than 4 days, even though it's nice that we have that three-day weekend. But as far as you could be here longer in the day and maybe space stuff out a little bit better, but, you know, given the 4 hours we have a day, we can't do that. But to answer your question, Coach Vrabel, I feel like, has a good feel for, you know, when guys are getting ran into the ground and things like that, taking stuff off of you. And things of that nature.
This is why we wanted to have Will Compton on the show.
Yeah, he's
and
a
we
good
got
talker.
And we got the bonus. Mike, we need to wrap this up, actually, because you've got to get to Pilates.
Well, I see what's going on.
But this is why we wanted to have Will Compton
on the show. We
got
to wrap it up now?
We do.
Is it because of the time frame or because you're not having fun?
No, I'm having a great time.
Mike, you are not having fun.
I'm having a tremendous time.
Let me see
time.
This.
Well, that was just a
where
reference.
Where were we, though? Where were we?
We never got into
yeah,
any
but
of
Yeah, but what
it.
Part were we on?
We were not on any part. That's just a bio I had done of your career.
If I could just have your attention real quick for something
sure.
way more important than this.
Great.
Taylan wants to know who would win in a fist fight. I would.
Ooh.
Rail
Taylan
this
said
kid.
That.
Yeah.
We don't have to go there. Is it? It's
I'll
a,
go
is,
there.
It,
I would dummy you
if we unless we get on the ground.
What does that mean?
I was a wrestler growing up, bro. I will light you up if we get on that ground.
Well, we're not going to then.
Yeah, well,
guess what? You just gave away your best asset. Is the unknown, and now I know. You don't know anything about me.
That's true.
You don't.
That's true.
I'm not saying a word. I'm keeping it all to myself. I'm just going to
but
keep
the,
it
the
all
way,
to myself.
The way you're just the way you're looking at me, though, it's like you're trying to get some conflict.
Yeah,
right
you don't
like
know if
you're
I'm
trying to get a rise out of me.
You don't know if
happen.
I'm going to kiss you or fight you. You don't know which way I'm coming, do you? You don't know
no,
which
I
way.
I don't. I don't.
I love it.
I think we've officially gone off the rails.
This is a good one. I think it's going to be a good one.
Okay, so what's the one more question?
Favorite TV show? Game of Thrones.
The Americans.
Can we agree with that?
No.
The Americans.
I've never
final
seen The Americans.
Final season of The Americans.
What's your favorite show of all time?
Sopranos.
Is it Game of Thrones?
Dude, it is there, and it, yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Wow.
Over The That's Sopranos?
Strong. It's so strong. Honestly, okay, here's my deal. I don't know why everything has to be a rant with me, but here's the deal.
Right, like we have to take a dramatic pause.
We have to take a second.
And
for
you're like
my
sweating.
Answer. Everyone, yes,
your,
no.
Pull your
dude,
hair back.
I'm
here's
a big,
the deal.
I'm a big, like, I have a glisten, like a standard glisten 24/7. And it's, I've been, it's real. I've realized it lately, and I'm a little insecure about it. So please don't bring it up right now. All right?
I'm just trying to hear what you're
I will say
is.
This. I am a big weirdo when it comes to, like old-timey, like, Game of Thrones. I'm like so into that kind of stuff, but I've never watched the show once.
You've never watched
Wait
Game of Thrones
not
once?
One episode.
So
no, that's a lie. That's a lie. I watched the first episode, and then the brother and sister were getting after it, and like a little boy like climbed up
yeah.
the tower, and they pushed him down. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm out of here.
Wait,
I'm done.
You said you like old timey things. You realize that this is fiction, right? Like this isn't a historical thing that happened.
So says he.
I'm just trying. I want to clear up whatever
no,
myths.
No, I know. I meant to say medieval times, like medieval fictional stuff. Like,
so
I'm
wait,
down with
you
that.
Know what?
Okay.
You,
okay.
I
but
feel
I
like
couldn't
you
figure it out.
You kind of shrugged.
I was
my
just
game.
Trying to help.
Hang on. This is more serious, and we're making it out here. you kind of shrugged off that Game of Thrones was my favorite.
I mean,
in a way that you watched it and I was ready to hear your opinion, but you've never really watched it.
Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I'm being honest with you. Like, I didn't. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Ooh, our first relationship roadblock.
You know, and I apologize for that.
I will say this. If you truly gave it a chance, binged it, that show will change your life.
I don't know if I have time to binge it.
You're late for Pilates, so you don't right now.
I'm out of here.
You don't need to, but if you take anything from me, it's Will told me to watch Game of Thrones. And I want you to that's what I want to be. That's what I want to give you.
All right. I'll watch.
What's your favorite show?
Of all time? Like all time?
You seem excited. Give me a couple.
Scrubs.
I can get down with Scrubs.
Don't know why. Every time I was going through a little something, big or small, I would binge watch it.
You know what helped? You know what I liked a lot that's kind of like that is How I Met Your Mother.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like How I Met Your Mother person? Or have you not watched it a lot?
I like it. Actually, I've seen quite a few episodes, but I would more go Modern Family over that.
I've never seen Modern Family.
Really?
Apologize. You were missing
Never?
Out. All right, I got to go. I'm going to Pilates.
All right, so we're all going to Pilates. Thanks for listening to the OTP. Will Compton, you're invited back.
Taylor, I can't wait.
Taylor Lewan, America's guest. Thanks so much.
Am I invited back?
Amy Wells.
Am I invited back?
Absolutely.
Am I invited?
Okay. Always. And the final edition of the OTP. Thanks for joining us.